For years, areas of Hilo under control of some state entities have had little economic development. The lands have been on very short-term leases with little incentive for leaseholders to make improvements. State Senator Kai Kahele of Hilo says he and Representative Mark Nakashima are focusing on long-term stability and funding for Hilo.
The Hilo Community Economic District, a long-range master planning vision for East Hawaii and the Hilo community. The HCDA, or the Hawaii Community Development Authority, falls under the Department of Business, Economic Development, and Tourism, a state agency that has other model communities, Kaka'ako, Kalailoa, He'ia. This Hilo Community Economic District will be the first one created on the Outer Islands. It's very specific to a public trust land managed by the Department of Land and Natural Resources and could include lands under the Department of Transportation, Banyan Drive, the Wailoa State Park and waterways, bayfront lands, Kanoilehua area, industrial lands around the airport area, and Hilo Harbor Pier areas.
Senator Kahele's predecessor and late father, Gil Kahele, worked with then-Mayor Billy Kanoi to establish an agency to improve Banyan Drive, the tourism heart of Hilo. But that effort had no real authority nor funds. The current bills provide for a newly created special fund. Land lease revenues would still go to the state and Department of Hawaiian Homelands, but funding would also come to the Hilo Community Economic District for real improvements. House Bill 1479 had its first hearing last week. The Senate Bill 1292 hearing is Friday afternoon. From Kona, this is Sherry Bracken for Hawaii Public Radio.